One that I love, Racism in the US, focusing on the language of racism. We can't keep up. How do we be respectful and also not embarrass ourselves or those around us? So that's a favorite for me. We're also doing a story on the Ukraine. That couldn't be more important. Another story on immigration. Does it work? Is it working right now? A very important conversation. We look at it here in the United States, but consider all of the immigrants right now with the Ukraine, Syria. How are we managing this across the world? So let's see, what else could I call out? Oh, bringing young women into leadership roles. That's so fabulous. And a lot's happening on the campus with that as well. And then CU is leading into the first time ever the UN has chosen CU, the National UN Climate Summit. And that's in December. And that is called Right Here, Right Now. And it's about human rights, climate, and human rights. And so that's just going to be really exciting to bring to campus as well.
I'm speaking with Robin Laff. She is the Community Outreach Chair and Co-Chair of Regenerative Agriculture at the Conference on World Affairs this year. And we're talking about the importance of bringing regenerative agriculture theme to the conference this year, and it relates to all the other themes that are being addressed at the Conference on World Affairs, like international affairs, business, climate change, racism in America, art and activism. So, can you speak about those talks that are going to be happening around regenerative agriculture and the main speakers you're bringing?
So we really want to talk about food equity. We want to talk about indigenous farming. We have a few whistleblowers coming that did go out against, one worked for the USDA and went out against Syngenta and Monsanto, which is pesticides and seeds. And really, they wrecked their life. They had to reinvent themselves. We have another man coming from Berkeley that talks about frogs and pesticides. He only hires students from the BIPOC community to make sure that even if you think about slave land and blacks working land, why can't they be the farmers? They know what they're doing, owning that land. We talk a lot about water, safeguarding the lifeblood of our planet. How can we capture water, not just in a field, but in an urban environment? Why do we rely on all this water we pump in when you can actually harvest rainwater? So we're talking on that subject. We talk a lot about soil. When the soil is rich, our food is rich, which means we are getting a health benefit. Trust me, there's no health benefit if you're eating any food that has a lot of pesticides and is not living in real soil. There's nothing in it that helps us and the microbes we need in our gut. We're talking about the silent farm. What if we no longer have birds and bees and frogs? What does that do to our planet? What about mass extinction? What do we want to stop that? Do we want to continue that? Do we want to lose our monarch butterflies, our bees? Even like termites have a real position in regenerative agriculture. We need to break up cow dung. We need to have beetles. We need to have flies. We need to have termites that break that up so all the species can get in, and that becomes healthy compost instead of what we consider cow dung, hard cow dung. So we're going to have a lot of fun.
Social justice is extremely related to what you are saying, food justice. Is this
Food
something
justice.
that the students are also calling on?
Our students, they're going to live the world we leave for them. And I think it's really hard. What's picked up in the news is that farmers, they're on welfare. They're on subsidies. But you know what? When they don't have to buy pesticides and they don't have to buy seeds, their life changes. It's not as difficult to maintain. Earth works as it should. And we want young farmers. We need young farmers. And we need to tell them that you can make money. So we're currently across the US buying farms or plots of land and showing the difference after a year. A tilled and land, regenerative agriculture, and a more traditional farm, who's making the money? And regenerative agriculture is making the money. So we really want the students to hear that.
I have been speaking with Robin Laff, Community Outreach Chair and Co-Chair of Regenerative Agriculture. We have been talking about the 74th Conference on World Affairs happening from April 6th to the 9th on the CU Boulder campus. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longobetter.